This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
I pray that God will move around us, even through the leading of the worship, in the name of Jesus. Sister Rosemary led the prayer in the morning, and everything is in consonance. Praise the Lord. Everything is in consonance. From the message, from the songs. God is never at variance with himself. He doesn't confuse himself. We are the ones that confuse ourselves because we really don't know what we want. Everything is palatable. Okay. Good. So, briefly, let's have a rundown of what happened in the first service. The title of the message is, who was here? Some of us were here in the morning now. Men and their, so, part two. Men and their choices, part two. A rundown of the first part. Everything started in the Garden of Eden. For every choice you make, there's a consequence. Agreed, ba? Yeah. You made a choice to come to church this morning. Cool? It's a choice. You can sit back at home, lounge, watch African Magic, Ghanaian Magic. It's a choice. So, man made a choice in the beginning, and it landed all of us here. Because by that choice, our divine genetic coding was distorted. And everybody that was born was in iniquity and in sin. So nothing good is expected from us. But God now said, okay, now, I need to change this. So let me reformat these guys. You know, a virus has entered. Let me bring an antivirus. And the antivirus is going to come through Jesus. And he told the devil there, he said, the seed of the woman is going to bruise your head. So God made provisions for an antivirus. And we discovered that the tragedy of the Word of God, for as many that are exposed to the Word of God, divinely, God just pegs it to like a quarter. Everyone that is exposed to the Word of God, if you have a group of people that are exposed, maybe a quarter will benefit from the Word of God. And I pray for you that this morning, and myself inclusive, that I'm going to benefit from the Word in the name of Jesus. There's always room. Then the first set, in Mark chapter 4, we discover that there's a set that does not know what to do with the Word. They don't know what to do with the Word. But the devil, as we said, knows what to do with the Word, and he comes, sharp, sharp, he stole the Word. He doesn't even fear the Word. The devil, bad guy. And he stole the Word. Another set. They had the Word, but they don't have endurance. They don't have stamina. They don't have roots. They don't have depth. So when challenges came, they withered. Then another one. I think there are plenty in Abuja, but not in this church. There are plenty in Abuja, but not in this church. The cares of this world. Where am I going to live? Lord, when are you going to move me out of Nyanya? I need to just leave. Lord, I need to move to Minister's Hill. Lord, when am I going to begin to buy my shoes from City Plaza? I need to leave Nyanya. You know, Nyanya has markets. Very nice market. It can help us, but we need to move to City Plaza. So this group too have their own share, and they don't have time for the Word. So they're encumbered with the affairs of this world. The last, the fourth group, they're the ones that benefited. And it's a tragedy. Not that the Word of God does not have effect. It has. We are so religious, but we deny God the power that is in the Word to work through us. So that's the tragedy of the Word of God. That a quarter have out of 100 benefits. But that quarter is this group in Jesus' name. I see all of us as a quarter. All right. So that's the summary. Make your choice. Whatever happens, it's your choice. It's your choice. Praise the Lord. So, David in Psalm 51, he prayed a prayer. And that Psalm 51 was the fallout of what happened between him and Bathsheba. He made a wrong choice because he was operating under the influence of a wrong spirit. He identified it. This thing is wrong, man. God, you need to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. But at times, we don't identify what we are doing. We don't identify it. We don't identify it. A lot of things that happen to us don't really need prayers, you know. It doesn't need for you to just stop and take a turn. Pastor T, please pray. How many people will Pastor T pray for? If we do the right things, the prayer that man will be doing will be less. So he was asking for the right spirit, because the wrong spirit will lead you wrongly. And the right spirit will lead you rightly. And the irony of life is that children don't make choices. They always want. But when it comes to the issues of life, it is men and women. In the issues of life, men make choices, not women. We all grow. All of us are growing. You're grown. I'm grown. All of us are growing. But in the spirit, are we growing? And we discovered another thing in first service. That there are two different kinds of what? Two different kinds of. Okay. You owe me for answering it rightly. You pay me. Praise the Lord. There are two different kinds of eyes that we have. And we can see those eyes in Genesis chapter 3. Verse 6 and 7. In verse 6, when the woman was conversing with the devil, the Bible said the woman saw. The woman saw. But in verse 7, after she ate the apple, the Bible said, which eye now? I'm confused, man. How can you see then eyes open? So there are two different kinds of eyes. The eyes of the inner man and the eyes of the body. The eyes of the inner man, that is what God and the Spirit of the Lord works with. Paul prayed in Ephesians, I pray that your eyes of understanding might be enlightened, might be opened. But now, we don't even know that we have the eyes. Because when the eyes talk, we don't hear. Is this eye that we hear? The eye of too much. That is the eyes that we hear now. The eyes of levels. The eyes of clothes. The eyes of changes, job. The eyes of money. That is the eyes we hear. But we can see that there are two different kinds of eyes. There are 6 and 7. So, which eyes are you following? Because actually your eyes are going to be opened. They're going to be opened. When this one opened, then they now saw that they are naked. These eyes bring wahala. When, you know, I'm from the Yoruba extraction. When you say, Omoyeti Laju, you are not saying it positively. They say, don't open eye. It's not a positive statement. No, it's not her fault now. She's not a woman. She don't open eye. You are not saying it that she's better now. You are saying it that she's worse off. A lot of us have opened eye. Yeah. Open eye, pastor. Open eye, doctor. Open eye, lawyer. Open eye, deacon. Open eye, elder. No wonder the world is going into chaos. Because the church has what? Open eye. We teach the world how to do paparazzi. Now, we are the real paparazzi in the Lord. We have open eye. And there's no way you follow this open eye that will not destroy you. Because actually, the devil gave them options. But she wasn't listening. He said, after you have eaten this thing, he told them, your eyes shall be, then you will be able to discern between the good and the bad. Man, devil is bad. Everything the devil gives you, he laced it with poison. You understand? Just chucks it there. And you swallow it. But you see about, but there's chukuchuku inside. It is when the digestion starts. Yeah. Then you go and do scan. They say, we see pain. What did you eat? Gary? No, we see pain. No, I didn't eat pain. It's Gary? No. That's how it is. When the problem of whatever the devil offers starts, close your eyes. I mean, not these eyes. No, open your eyes. I mean, close that eyes that you see to navigate the world. Praise the Lord. So, which eyes are leading you? The inner eye or the open eye? Both of them. Whichever one you follow, actually, there are consequences. So, let's wrap it up. If you need more, get the message. So that we can enter. Now, 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Solomon became a king. Should I, who are the Bible people? Should I use my Bible or use your Bible? No, I don't know. So that our eyes will be together. Let me use mine. So that I can move. 1 Kings chapter 2. Yeah. As David's time to die drew near, he charged Solomon, his son, saying, I am going the way of all the earth. Be what? Be what? Be what? Let us make it interactive. So, I mean, I'm loud. You got to be loud, man. He said, be what? First thing. Man, you are talking to a king. And you are telling a king to be what? Strong. So there's possibility for the king to be lily-livered. He's telling the king to be strong. Therefore, do what? Excuse me, man. David is confused. Solomon, male gender, 35, broad shoulders, muscles, biceps. You are now telling him to be a man. Who is standing before you? Is he not a man? There's a difference between a man and a boy. You don't assume that every man is a man because he has biceps and muscle. Do you understand? So David does not want to assume. One day we'll do something about David. It's one of the characteristics of Jesus. He doesn't assume. Even called his disciples, Bobs, who do you say? No, these people say, you. We've been moving together for 5 years now. You should know one thing about me. Only one. See, everything that you see in the Word of God should give us cause to ponder. 12. 1. See the ratio. It's always tragic. And even that one is not by himself. It's by the Spirit. That eye that is inside. If you don't listen to that eye, you always be in error. And he told him, it's not you. I know you, Peter, now. This eye cannot tell you. It's that eye that's inside. So David told his son, be strong. No wonder God told Joshua, how many times to be strong and courageous? 4 times. To be strong. To be courageous. 4 times. Why? Boys don't take or make choices. It's men. And the consequences of their choices is so grievous when a man makes a choice. Be strong. Be strong. When you are strong, then come out as a man. We have people in government places that are boys, man. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been here. They are not men. They are not women. We have boy presidents, boy vice chancellors, girls, CMDs. You know the parable of the prodigal son, Luke 15. The Bible said in verse 10, a man has what? 2 sons, not 2 men. Not 2 men, no. And one of the boys decided to make a choice. You see his choice? You see his choice? And in my share, there's a new joint in town. I need to blow that money. And the father was saying, boy, you are still under tutelage. No! I'm a man. Give me my share. That was his choice. When a boy makes a choice, it's always disastrous. Thank God this guy was on his own. Who knows what would have happened to his family? You can imagine if the guy was eating cassava with shrine. You can imagine what happened to the wife and the children. He's hustling with the pigs, my friend. And somebody will look at this guy as well. The guy is well. The guy is hungry. And he collected it and he went to the very far country, man. It's not going to be long before you fizzle out. The Bible said, not long after. Men don't have, boys don't have stamina. It's men. First thing David told Solomon, be strong. You're going to make choices on behalf of a nation. When you have gotten that strength, come out as a man. It's your choice. That wives have been beating the husband is in the Bible. Delilah beat Solomon. It was Samson, Eshe. It was his choice. His parents told him, Bob, don't go there. He said, I love her, I'm going to die. This love is fire. It was his choice. It was his choice. Pastor, I have an issue. What was that? My wife does not cook for me. She's starving. It's your choice. It's your choice. When the Lord was hot, Jephthah knows you people. They have come again. Oh boy, use your head. Well, now she's home. You weigh the options. We can't run this family with Jephthah. Honey, can you just make little indomie? Just arrange. Indomie is sweet when like as it is, you know. It's sweet. Who has tried it before? Dried. I've eaten it with Coke. That's what you're going to eat for dinner. biscuit indomie. It's your choice. Don't disturb pastor, please. If your wife cannot cook for you, don't disturb pastor. It's your choice. Then, pastor, please pray for us. Man, you saw the muscle when the guy was wearing police fitted. Is that muscle the guy is using to punch you? It's your choice. It's your choice. Now we can't sleep. There will always be at the point of counseling when the Spirit will tell you, I must slow down. That love is fire. And it's burning over me. And when on their wedding day, they will do like this with their colleagues. My wife did it. She did it. Daddy, I say, yeah, Mugbe. Because I keep late nights, not for bad, for table tennis. You know, we can just call ourselves. Maybe 1 a.m. Bob, let's just play. And we can play from 1 a.m. till 5 a.m. Table tennis and PlayStation. Boys, men. Play. So when I got married, Jesus. PS, don't go. There's one of my friend's wife that drove us. We went to his house. It was the wife that answered us. Because she knows that if the husband goes like that, it's till like 4 a.m. No, Coco, my friend, the woman said no. He's sleeping. For me, I saw the guy's shadow in the bathroom. I told my friend, come on, man. This woman don't suck us. We can't be playing this PlayStation for 5 hours. Man, we need to go. Let two of us play. So what am I saying? It's your choice. It's funny, but it's just the truth. The man had two sons. Don't allow. You see, it's one of the problem of parenting of nowadays. When you guys say, no. Come on, foolish boy, take. He knows that is your password. The next time he comes, no, take. And you're not building men. This guy's going to make choices on behalf of a people, on behalf of a department, on behalf of a unit, on behalf of FCT. One day I came here, you guys need to come around here around 1 a.m. You see them. You'll be shocked that these are leaders. I saw one woman was shocked. Hey! But on TV, you see women of valor and men of valor. But the boy inside of them is still raging like fire. And they come to play the boy and girl here. And they are the ones making decisions for you. No wonder we are where we are. He told Solomon, be what? Strong. Be strong. When you're strong, you come out as a man. You're sitting on the throne. When you're going to make decisive decisions, when you say no, you know, in the presence of the king, there's authority and power. When you say no, it's no. And nobody's going to check it. When you say go, you go. And nobody's going to check it. It is men that sit on the throne of decision making. Luke 2:40. There's something that is common to John and Jesus. They both grew. Like all of us men. Another thing, God was with them. They both grew. God was with them. The hand of God was in their lives. For us, we have grown. Is God with us? So growth is not by what we see. I know that you're grown. I can tell from the people that walk under you if you have grown. I can tell. If you have a leader, if you want to check out if a leader is grown, check the leader out in the position of leadership and check the followers. Check them. You will know if their leader is grown, because a leader will leave his own and stand for the followers. Our leaders, Nasu. Answer me, Nasu. Is their pocket first, the people later, ordinary common Nigerians. Leaders will stand in and take the right decision for their people. And that was what David was telling Solomon. God told Joshua 4 times, be strong, be courageous, be strong. When Brother Beckham was asking for a cure, God said, there's no cure anyone. My son, pay attention to my words. That's the cure. That prayer was too long. The cure is there. If everybody picks the Bible and does what is right, you get results. That's the cure. Okay, should we wait for 180 Botanical Center to bring herbal medicine for the cure of Nigeria? This is the cure. This is the manner for a nation. This is the manner for a people. This is the manner for an individual. It's the cure for everything. What is in your Sokoto? Don't go to Sokoto. Be a man. To be a man is by choice. 1st thing. He said, I'm going the way of the all of the earth. Be strong, therefore, and show yourself a man. Now, verse 3. He said, keep the charge of the Lord your God to walk in all his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, his testimonies, according to what is written. This is the cure. Onugo, this is the cure. According to, not according to what you feel. There's a manual. There's a manual for anything in the world that is wrong. There's a manual. This is it. This is it. This is the cure. The word of God. He sent it and it healed them from their destructions. Verse 4. So that the Lord may carry out his promise, which he spoke concerning me. A lot of us are not experiencing the promise of God, you know. It's hanging. It just wants us to do the right thing. Make the right choices. Then the promises of God will begin to drop. Everything, if you choose this, there's a promise attached. You will enjoy it. If you choose God, you will enjoy it. Either way. If you don't know your purpose, you will misbehave. You'll just be like a square peg in a round hole. And David was charging Solomon, you are a king. Purpose. How do you run it? Check the word of God. Modus operandi, manual. Because God had promised Solomon, David, that on his stool, there shall not be a descendant that will be lacking. So, David was saying, man, this baton is in your hands now. And why did God in his mind say, I can't keep this thing from Abraham? Because I know that Abraham is going to teach his children God's ordinances and statutes. So God, see, that is what we call success. When it's transferred, sustainability. God's prosperity and wealth is to be sustained. And David had enjoyed it. And Solomon is about to enjoy it. He said, after you, there's some guys that are going to come. But what you're going to do will determine if this thing continues or not. May God give us the right leaders in Jesus' name.
May God make us good leaders in Jesus' name. May we decide. It's by choice. It's by choice. He said the Boko Haram is a fallout of past choices. Boko Haram was not violent before. Somehow they were political tools that became armed. They now asked for their own, and you are now locking them down. You see the gradual progression? Before, they were attacking Christians, and we were praying, Lord, fight for your children. Fight. But now, they're now killing Muslims. Now, it's now, Lord, fight for the nation. Abby? It was weird. I would say maybe they want to push us into the Atlantic Ocean. Because they are coming down now. Now I say, Lord, look at the Red Sea. Pass the way. So that our people can go. True way. It's a fallout of choices, of actions taken. It's a choice. So there are divine instructions and rules that must be obeyed and followed into too. Know your purpose. Now, let us look at Jesus. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 to 17. That was at the baptism. Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answering said to him, permit it at this time. For in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lightning on him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Do you know if it were me? At that point, you know, there were people there. I've been confirmed. What other confirmation do you need? I've been confirmed now. Now, I will not go and get a big signboard. Confirmed Son of God Ministries. Put it at that place. Get a room here. At least there were people there that heard it. And they saw it. Man, work has begun. Pay has come. Pepper don't rest. I've been confirmed. Then I can now come on TV. Man of God, people of God, standing before you is the one that has been confirmed by fire and lightning. On the 20th, yes, is it not true? Is it not true? A lot of us are doing what we should not do because we are still not done. God just showed you something small. And we will not rest. I've been called. Oh. We won't rest. I'm a minister. I'm a this. I'm a that. God just flashed you. He's not calling you yet. He's flashing to know if your phone is on. He wants to toss, check if you guys are lying. Flashing. Then you say, God, call me. God, call me. He has something to say, man. This is my beloved Son. It didn't enter Jesus' head, did it? There's a difference between a son and a man. Jesus knew this was the beginning. I'm just a son. I can't decide now. Check it. See, do you know why they are destroying our cars in Abuja? All those have big mechanics from Jos and Kaduna. They are finishing our cars. When the guy will just show them how to hold spanner, how to hold, pyah, the guy don't bolt. And because we know that it is Kaduna and Jos, Plateau mechanics that are the best, they put it Sonny from mechanic and Sonny from Plateau, Josiah from Kaduna. They'll be looking for Kaduna and then they finish your car for you. Have big drums, people, and they are making it to be expensive. You go to Elise, they will just charge you. See the money of house that they charged my brother that day. The money to use to build house. They want to use to fix one door. When you are half-baked, your result will be disastrous. Jesus didn't go. Where did he go? Verse 4 and chapter 4. That was wrong. Error. I'm confirmed. Then I'm going to the wilderness. You should come here, man. Let us see your face on TV. I can see somebody in that house sitting on the red sofa. There are red sofas everywhere, man. And because you two, you are not done yet, then you feel the frenzy. Stretch your hand to your TV, then you go. Then the next thing they'll tell you, I believe God for you. I believe God, you need to support this ministry. The account number is scrolling right now. Copy it. Then you, because man, the guy is doing well. We are falling for cheap charlatans. Why? Because we are not done. If you are done, you can confirm and test all spirits. You know who's a fake. You come and dress in suit like magician, shine everywhere. And we fall for it. It's a tragedy. The blind leading the blind. Because we are not done. The truth is, they are called. They have done. Want to eat Gino? Poached eggs. Don't be eating poached eggs. If you go and eat egg, that has salmonella. Fry your egg. Boil your egg. Let the egg know that you boil them. Don't be eating poached eggs. Say it's sweet. Eat salmonella, they will disturb him, pastor. Like I felt somebody coming in the night, pressing my stomach. You ate poached egg that has salmonella. See your doctor. Half baked. Jesus didn't go. Then Jesus was led by the inner eye, the spirit. He could discern. His eyes were open though. It was after Genesis. Before. So he has both the eyes of outside, the eyes of inside. So when the spirit was leading him, he knows this is the right thing to do. He followed. How can I be confirmed? Then you tell me to go into fasting. I don't need any other fasting again because God has already called me. It's time to jollof. But he was led by the spirit. And because he's sensitive in the spirit, he has the inner eye. And the inner eye said, man, you're not yet done. Men are not made in palaces. That was what David was telling Solomon. Men are not made in palaces. Jesus entered the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. That was the process. That was the process. Went through the process. The process is tough. The process is hot. The process is difficult. And that is the second people that they don't have what?
Endurance. You need endurance and staying power in the presence of God. A lot of us, God is still dealing with us, reshaping us, and he said, God, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. And the jugunu is waiting for you out there. Beep, beep, beep. You are praying. God wants to tell you something. Don't follow that guy. God will deliver all of us in Jesus' name. He went through the process. That is lacking in the body of Christ. Long suffering. Endurance. We can't endure. We don't have staying power. Staying power in the presence of God. Staying power to pray all night. We don't have it. We don't have it. Praying power, we don't have it. Jumping power. Fortune, we have it. Where men are made, people are not plenty there. People are not plenty there. It's only you and the one that made you will make you fit for the assignment. When you are done, you will receive a support in your heart that I am done. Jesus never stepped out until he was done. Most companies now, they say Nigerian graduates are unemployable. After going to university for 5 years, then they will not spend money on retraining, no. Abi? So that means our graduates are not done. We are certified, but not correct. So why do all those companies spend money on retraining it all over again? Then something is wrong. VCs have become contractors. They have become contractors. Any contractor come, the PA will come to the VC, wants to have a word with you. A word. Just one word. Then laboratories are empty. They're empty. I told her before, I went to Ife to visit my uncle one Sunday. That Sunday, they gave them chicken, they gave them ice cream, they gave them rice. I got hope then. But by the time I entered the fair, I was on my own. No chicken, no rice, no nothing. Because of choices. So the good things can't be sustained. Jesus did not start until he was made. Matthew 4:1-11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Now, let us look at the temptation. After they had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, actually, the next thing is what? Hello? After fasting, won't you break a fast? Excuse me, after fasting, what's the next? Break the fast. I love Muslims when they break fast, man. It's like, wow, let it go on. The thing they will start from is from there to here. You'll be taking it, what fast, man? Eh? Revenge. Revenge. It's just right for the guy to want to eat. And the devil brought what was right, actually, with his eye. You know, I told us there are two eyes. But what? You don't lose weight, oh. Lay. 40 days. You do am. You surprise me. We thank the Lord. Seafood. Everything the devil offers you is laced with poison. I just know it's not about. I can't, but it's not by food now. It's not by food now. One. Let's look at the other one. The next one. Am I holding?
All right.
Yeah. She turned bread to stone to bread. He didn't do it. Then he now took him to a holy city, verse 5, and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command it. He said to him, on the other hand, verse 7, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to test. Excuse me. You see, those three things, summarily, if you check the third one, it's about self. Self. If you cannot make the right choices for yourself, you can't make it on behalf of another. Excusez-moi. If you don't make the right choices for yourself, you are not fit to make for another. And unfortunately, Christians hitherto have not been making the right choices for themselves, for the church. So the blind is just leading the blind. If you read Matthew 16, Jesus Christ was calling the Pharisees, you blind, you're leading the blind. If you can't help yourself, how will you help another? How? In verse 12, now when Jesus heard that John had taken, that was when he began his ministry. When it was done. That was when the man appeared. He's gone through the process of the seed of the Son of the Man. Let's check our lives. Is it the belly that is driving us, or the beauty of everywhere? Jesus could discern because he has one eye that is inside that is led by the Spirit. What is that force that is driving you? What spirit is leading you? A lot of us will fall in error and we remain in error. It is not wrong to fall in error. It is staying there that is the error. When David realized that I was in error in Psalm 51, he quickly prayed, take not your Holy Spirit from me. Don't take it away. Create in me the right spirit. Create in me a new heart. Renew the right spirit within me. Because if you have a clean heart, you have a right spirit, you will generate right results for your life. Then you cannot generate right results for a people and a nation. And that was the admonishment that David was giving Solomon. My son, don't be a boy king. We have boy presidents, we have boy husbands, we have boy wives, we have boys 80-year-old men. Just have boys everywhere. I was discussing with one guy yesterday. He said 1997, they had an opportunity to go abroad, and there was something they need to fill in the form. About three of them, there was something they need to form, and it's about their age. It's just to change the date of birth. The guy was born in 1970, so they needed to change it. They needed to step it down 5 years younger. So he said, no. If this is what we're taking abroad. He said, don't you know that anytime I see myself, I will know that I'm error. Well, you guys don't understand it. We have eaten rubbish. That was what Esau did. You see, we sell our birthrights and we don't know how we sell them. We don't know how we sell them. Then now be saying, let us do deliverance. They want deliverance. Deliver yourself. Do this, just do this so that we can get it. Don't join them. The guy didn't. Now, those guys are professors. And the guy said, okay, when they met somewhere in Canada last year, they met again. And they told him, that time, we see you as foolish. But now, we know that you are special. That thing that they were running for, he's getting it next year. What is not sufficient will remain. The five loaves, we're not sufficient.
The two fish were not sufficient. But at the end of the day, they went with 12 baskets. Don't join them. The choices we make, it will remain. So don't fret. You're soon going to leave one man village. You're moving to town very soon. Don't worry. Man, I know how I started. As many that have heard my story, I started from the streets in this town without any house. Without any house. I was sleeping on the corridor at Banex Plaza. That was terminus of ABC. Then, and I paid, when the cold was too much, and I paid the guy that's the warehouse keeper of ABC then. I said, guy, let me just be sleeping in your warehouse. I'll be paying you daily. And we had an agreement. I mean, it was nice. When they call Awala Akubaru, I just go to the open shower, you know, by the road, have my bath, man, carry my suitcase, find boys in town. Did you know where I slept? It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. No, Jesus asked one critical question. We don't hear. He said, when the Son of Man shall return, will he meet faith on earth? That means things will be dwindling. A quarter out of 100 benefited from the word of God. God will help us. Let us pray.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.